these two sound familiar, that's because you've heard them before. They're the same BFFs having the same fun, just in a different spot. You know these smoking ladies as the Two Hot Mamas. Now they're tickling your funny bone even harder on their new show, Laughing with Letta and Lindy. Nothing's off limits with these divas. Check them out.
It is 7:51. You're listening to Still Talking on WCCO Radio. I'm Shaletta Brundage.
And I'm Lindy Vincent.
We are the co-hosts of the Two Hot Mamas podcast, filling in for Miss Geraldine Steele tonight. And we have a special guest, Mr. Dwight Hobbs from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder newspaper. You have a new book out. Tell us all about it.
Black and Single Blues. It's a look at romance from the heart and soul and mind of a man for a change. Kind of tongue-in-cheek, kind of humorous, but heartfelt, you know, it's serious. And let me just give you the basic premise. Keith, a guitarist who's, you know, working steady, doing a good job, meets Leslie, a librarian, who calls her, basically she calls herself a sexy nerd. Well, they couldn't be, they couldn't be less alike. And find themselves, you know, of course, you know, falling in love. And he, and of course, as you might expect, at one point everything goes to hell in a handbasket.
Of course, it wouldn't be a good book if it didn't.
And then he has to figure out how to get back the best thing he's ever had.
So
like a lot of men.
Always in that position for some reason.
Like a lot of men, woo! You know, he wouldn't or get off the pot. So
he wouldn't put a ring on it.
So yeah, well, she had to force his hand, and she told him, "Look, buddy, adios." Got her hat and stepped in the wind.
She should have just got pregnant like I did.
Oh no,
Lindy was at my wedding. I was 8 months.
I was shocked you had a white dress on.
I did. I put that white dress on. That's what we talk about right now.
That's the sequel.
That's a good sequel.
Now, why did you want to write a book about love from a man's point of view? Because we read so many love stories and novels about love, but it's always women writers.
Well, you know, men fall in love, too. It's just that for me, I just felt that I had an opportunity to come at the subject from a unique perspective and one that was thoughtful. Wasn't just, you know, a lot of, you know, sensationalism and, mm-hmm. you know, and near porn, you know, that kind of nonsense. But that was thoughtful, and that intelligent black women would want to read, you know, and not have to hide, you know, when somebody came in the room.
That sounds like us, Shaletta.
We need to get two, three copies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, well, where can people find copies of the book?
Indie Gypsy is the publisher.
Okay.
Out of Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
God bless Shelley Halima. And you can get it on Amazon.com.
Okay.
It's called Black and Single Blues. And, yeah, you can get it on Amazon.com.
Okay. That's well, congratulations good. On your book. Thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me in.
Yes.
And that was Dwight Hobbs. You know, I know Mr. Hobbs from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder newspaper. Now you actually We kind of backdoored each other. Like, I was doing what was as the Download Brother Turns. It was a newspaper serial. And then when I left and went to Cincinnati, remember that time we left because we were running from the police?
I remember that.
He started doing
He took over when
he
you left?
He took over. He didn't write my column, but he came up with his own column.
Oh, okay.
Tracy, the owner, and Jerry, the senior editor, they got together and said, how can we fill this void that Shaletta has left.
Yeah.
So I had a short story that had been published in Essence Magazine back around the time they invented dirt. And I resurrected it and showed it to Jerry and Tracy. And they said, okay, let's run with this.
And
make a serial out of it. And by the time we got done serializing each week. Yes, exactly.
See, sometimes you'll know it's somebody else's blessing. Sometimes when you tell, I saw T.D. Jakes say that the other day. I was watching one of his sermons on YouTube. He said, you can't say yes to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because then you can't do anything well. If you say yes to everything, he said, sometimes your no becomes somebody else's yes, becomes somebody else's blessing. So when I heard about that, you know, you didn't even dedicate the book to me, though. You could have said, hey, Shaletta, I want to give you a shout-out in the book or nothing.
He could have named the lady Shaletta.
Right! Shelly or something.
I dedicated the book to my cats, Butch and Sundance, and that's
cats.
That.
Those, this is the second time we heard a cat.
Those are my main men, Butch.
You know
and
what?
Sundance.
If I'm going to be an author, it looks like I'm going to have to get some cats, because everybody we talk to tonight that's writing books
you better
got
get
cats.
Some. Well, I have dogs. A dog, though. What? How does
dogs that count?
Okay.
Dogs count.
All right. So, Shaletta, okay. You're the odd man out. You got to get an animal.
Girl, I am the animal in my family.
Y'all too much.
Mr. Hobbs, thank you so much for
being in. Thank you.
Oh, my God. You guys. Okay, we got to tell you about something so exciting. We have a new podcasting platform. I don't know if you all have seen the Pioneer Press, but there is a full-page article in the Metro section about ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. Log on now. Go to the website. Lindy and I have a brand new podcast called...
It is called Laughing with Letta and Lindy.
Yes.
And if you're not tuned in, you're missing out.
You are missing out because
it is good.
Oh, my God. We have so much fun. There's 7 podcasts on the site. Something for everyone. There's a travel podcast. Something for teens. My son Andrew has a show. It's
Andrew,
just so cute.
With his cute little
it's
self.
So cute. So, you guys, log on. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. You want to be there. It's fun. You can share with your friends and family. You can listen on the way to work. You can listen at your desk and pretend that you're working. We've got something for everybody
yes.
there. And we just kicked it off in February because we're making Black History in Black History Month. Well, don't go anywhere because the podcasters from ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com will be here to take over. Thank you for being here with me, Lindy.
Yes, of course, girl.
You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.
I told you these ladies were wild. You don't want to miss what they're talking about, so be sure and subscribe to their podcast at the all-new website, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.